You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is Titus chapter 2, verse 11 to 13. I read, "For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age, looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ." You know, recently, I wrote a post, and I said that if the grace that you believe condones sin in your life, it is not the grace of God. And some people came to comment and said that, so the grace of God is no longer unmerited favor, so we have to now walk, so it is no longer by grace. Then I did another post. I now said, I said the same thing, but I now added this verse of the scripture, Titus chapter 2, verse 11 and 12. I now added it to the post. Guess the difference? Nobody came to comment. Nobody came to argue. You see what the problem really is? Men do not know what grace is. They have only told them that grace is unmerited favor. The Bible does not define grace like that. Even though everything God does is unmerited, though, brethren. Mercy is unmerited favor. But you see, in actual practice, in actual sense, grace is the power of God. Grace is God's ability given to man to do what man in himself cannot do. Once you understand something wrongly, you will act in relationship to that thing wrongly. When people hear that grace is unmerited favor, their idea is that even though they are living in sin, even though they are struggling in sin, grace has covered them. It doesn't matter. There is now grace on their head. So they may continue to live in sin. They are fine, and they say, "God, I thank you for saving me by grace." That is their understanding of grace. But that is not what the scripture itself teaches about grace. We must read Bible, brethren. You must read Bible. You see, just because I added a Bible verse to that same statement, there was no argument again. Because they could now see that what they had believed about grace is not what the Bible says. What does the Bible say? He said, "For the grace of God." So look at what we are looking at. It is the grace of God. It is not another grace. It is not a grace coming from another place. This is the grace that God has. There is no other grace. It is this grace. He says, "That brings salvation." It means that this is also the grace for salvation. Ye are saved by grace through faith in Jesus. That grace is what we are now talking about. It is this grace. Now, what did he now say to grace? He says, "Has appeared to all men." God is just. The grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. What does he then do when he comes into your life? He teaches us denying ungodliness. Grace does not condone ungodliness. Grace came in order for you to do away with ungodliness. So you must understand grace correctly. This wrong definition is a problem. Grace is unmerited favor. Grace is unmerited favor. Even though it is unmerited favor, that is not the true meaning of grace. But in a sense, it is unmerited. But that's not the true meaning. Grace is God's ability given to man to accomplish God's divine purpose that man by himself cannot overcome. Do you know that by your own power, you cannot overcome lust? You can't overcome sin. You can't overcome the sinful nature. What happens? Then God now gives you grace. Grace will make it that the same sin you are struggling with, you will look back and say, "How come people are struggling with this sin?" It will look so easy to you. People are struggling with sexual immorality. You will just discover that it is not a problem for you, as in absolutely not a problem. Joseph was with a naked woman, and he kept himself. He was not shaking. He was not shaking. He was not saying, hey, "What will I do now?" No, because there was grace. God kept him. There is grace to keep you from sin. Grace will teach you to deny worldly lust and how to live righteously. So, brethren, grace comes to deliver us from the power of sin. Thank you for listening. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.